This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And we are back for hour number three here on Rush Reason. I am Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Tanner Coleman on the line right now. We have Dan in Blackhawk. He is back. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, Dan, you left us. You left us. Now, yeah. I was okay. Tanner was crying. He was beside himself. And... you know, we got him some counseling. He's going to get through it. He's going to, you know, find a way. But it was pretty rough.
Well, he needs to go talk to his HR department because they can console him. and tell him how he needs to embrace the Pride Month and everything else.
Well, he did go to them. And he said, my gosh, Dan cut us off. And I started to cry. And they said, your problem is that you're the wrong gender.
Right.
And that fixed him right up, so he's okay now, or
I'm multiple
okay.
Now, yeah.
Are you multiple?
Yeah.
How many genders do you have today?
Well, apparently you can be gender fluid, so I got 26.
We are destroying young people. I'm serious.
Yeah, well, you know, when somebody tells you that they're non-binary, say that you're putting yourself in a binary system, so... when you say you're non-binary, then you're saying there's binary and non-binary.
Ooh.
So you're still in the binary system. So.
Oh, you know. Well put. You're recognizing binary by saying you're non-binary.
Yes. So that puts you either binary or non-binary, which is a binary system.
I'm trinary. Well, I have no idea what that is, but you know.
Okay.
I have three genders all at once, and I.
Okay.
Dan, what is wrong with us? I mean, we are insane. Well, let me ask you something, by the way, because you work up there on the Hill, and I did 10 years at Mardi Gras. People up there in Black Hawk don't go in for a lot of this. For the most, I mean, you got some young employees who do, but for the most part, they do not, do they?
Well, the problem is, it's. And I guess I'll say it's forced upon you.
Yeah.
It really is. I remember a couple of years ago in June, there was some tanner, and I went down to HR to tell him one of my dad jokes, and the gal was like, oh, here, let me give you this pin. I'm like, I'm fine. No, you need to have the pin. No, I'm fine. I don't need the pin, thank you.
A pin? Hey, you cut out for a moment. What was the pin? What did it say?
Oh, I don't know. It had something. It probably had rainbows on it or whatever.
Oh, geez.
So I said, no, I'm fine. I don't need the pin. You can wear it if you want to. Oh, thank you. They insisted that I wear it, and they finally got convinced that I did not want to wear it. I'm like, I do not want to wear it. I'm like, if you want to wear it, that's your choice. But my choice is not to wear that pin. And you should respect that I don't want to wear that pin.
You know, Dan, I would actually go a step further here. First of all, you're right. They should respect that you don't want to wear it. But I would go a step further. I don't think anyone in the workplace like that should be wearing any pin for any activism or political movement.
Well, that's part of the reason why I'm not buying Goodyear tires.
I have not heard anything about Goodyear tires. Catch me up here.
Okay, during the 2020 election, they had their employees, some were wearing, like, hats to support Trump or whatever, and other people were wearing BLM hats.
Okay.
And they said that wearing BLM hats was okay, but you couldn't wear a Trump hat or some other conservative hat. So they, again, they said what people could wear and not wear. And so they came out in support of Black Lives Matter, but they said the employees that were wearing MAGA hats or whatever couldn't wear them.
Okay, so let me get this straight, Dan. Was it Michelin? Is that
Goodyear.
Who? Goodyear.
No, it was Goodyear.
Okay,
Goodyear.
So it wasn't that. Well, I knew it wouldn't be Michelin because, you know, the Michelin man, he's all white tires. He's obviously a white supremacist, and, you know,
right.
I don't trust him at all. So Goodyear is saying that it's okay to wear BLM hats. BLM, who Dan Bongino calls Build Large Mansions. I like that. BLM is rampaging through streets, burning down cities. Every time they hold a protest or, you know, a peaceful protest, you've got all the businesses boarding up. In preparation
right.
for, you know, there's so much peace out there. You better board up your windows. And they, you know, you've got 7-Elevens on fire. You've got people terrified. You've got every area where BLM is predominant has the ridiculously high crime rates and death rates of Black people, by the way. Okay?
Right.
So that you can wear. But you can't wear a MAGA hat when MAGA people cause nothing.
Right. Right. And so that's why these companies, like you talked about Chick-fil-A, and I kind of quit going to Chick-fil-A when they, and like you said, a few years ago,
yeah,
they changed their donation policy.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, fine. They say they're a Christian organization, but they're not. I think what it was is the Christian Athletes of America, they quit giving money to them.
That's one of them that they did, yeah.
Right. Right, right. So I said, okay, fine. I don't need to give you money if you're not going to support. You claim yourself as a Christian organization. Okay, that's one example. So that's why I haven't been going to Chick-fil-A much. I do occasionally because they're open they're convenient more than anything else. But I specifically try not to shop at their place anymore or go get a sandwich there anymore.
Where do you like it? Hey, really quick here, Dan, before you go on, where do you like fried chicken? Where do you like getting chicken strips and stuff like that?
Well, I've kind of switched to Raising Cane's.
Me too. I love Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Have you tried Slim Chickens?
I have back in Mississippi when they were first starting out, if you can believe that.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. So it was a small restaurant, and I went in there and tried it. So I think they're out in Aurora, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and they got one in Parker too. My wife and I went the other day. I know people are listening right now, and they're wondering why are we listening to chicken fingers? Because we all love chicken fingers, and there are good quality ones. But Slim Chickens and Raising Cane's, I like their chicken better anyway.
Yeah,
and I have no idea about their politics, but I like not knowing about their politics.
Well, they support. So if you're in Denver, they've got paraphernalia up with Denver sports teams. Okay. If you go to, let's say, if you went to a Raising Cane's in Kansas City, excuse me, but Kansas City, they'll have Kansas City sports teams up for the local team. So whatever market they're in, they're supporting the local teams of that market. So they're, you know, and that's their base because they realize people in Kansas City are probably Kansas City Chiefs fans, so they're going to support the Chiefs.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be more unifying and peace, you know, just wouldn't it be better overall if in all those markets they had Green Bay paraphernalia instead?
Well,
I'm just thinking because this would bring us all together as a nation.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you don't want to, you know, go with a team that has been irrelevant for a long time.
Oh!
Shots fired.
I know, but it's so true. It's sad, but true. But, it hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts deep.
So that was Goodyear. That's Chick-fil-A. And then Target, again.
Oh, gosh.
People are all up in arms in Target. But remember, several years ago, Target quit supporting Salvation Army. And then they opened their bathrooms to any, you know, women's bathrooms to men or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've quit.
That was huge.
At Target. Yeah, I quit shopping there because of that. And then with Disney doing what they did, I don't know, a year or two ago, I have vowed that I am never watching, and I know you like movies, but I'm never watching another Marvel movie. I'm never watching another Star Wars movie. I unsubscribed from Disney. Now, I'm just one person, but I'm like, I'm not going to support you guys if you're coming out with that. And, you know, that. But that's my choice. I don't believe in boycotts. I think we all individually have to make those choices. But if we claim that we're Christians, but we're supporting organizations that are opposed to our beliefs and our philosophies, then why are we supporting them? And that's a choice that we have to make.
I do believe in boycotts, and I think it's very biblical. If your right eye causes you to sin, cut it off, you know.
Right.
And obviously you didn't have Christians maiming themselves. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. You know, you didn't have Christians maiming themselves. So the Christians, they understood that means if there's a part of your life that is leading you to sin or that is supporting sin, cut it out. Okay.
Right.
And I believe that there's nothing wrong with cutting out a part of our lives. And once again, Chick-fil-A is not as bad as Kohl's. Chick-fil-A is not as bad as Target. Chick-fil-A, the only thing that angers me about Chick-fil-A is that they built their brand on being, you know, Christian chicken. And and if you want to leave that, you can. You know, a company can do whatever it wants. Just understand that I look at Christians and I say, that doesn't mean never go there. Just understand, if you go there, don't go there anymore thinking, you know, with this feeling of this is God's chicken. It isn't.
Right. Well, and like I said, I'll go there if I, you know, like I don't go out of my way to go there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
If a Raising Cane's or a Slim Chickens is open, I'm going to go there over Chick-fil-A now because of it, because of that choice.
By the way, if you want really unhealthy chicken, but it's really good, Popeyes.
Oh, I like Popeyes.
That's a grease pit. I know. And I like the lady. That lady who does her ads is fantastic. She makes me want. Yeah, Tanner's looking at me.
As long as she's not Aunt Jemima or whatever her she is. Remember Aunt Jemima?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, she is a black woman and who does the ads for Popeyes, and she is spectacular.
But what I'm saying is, remember Aunt Jemima, they took her away because she was a black woman and that was being racist.
I know. And you had black people looking at that saying, we were fine with Aunt Jemima.
Right. Because, you know, they built their brand as being good syrup, even though it's not real syrup. So,
well, that's totally crazy. Okay.
I mean, we need to boycott maple trees because they give us real maple syrup.
You know, okay, well, we're into boycotting here. Okay, Dan, better let you go because we got to go to break. Thank you so much for calling us back because, you know, my partner here was crying a lot, and I didn't want to watch a man do that. So thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, take care, man. See you next time. Okay, up next is Flesh and Back, Kevin Flesh. That's F-L-E-S-C-H. He's ready for court, so your opponent knows you're not bluffing. Call Flesh and Back at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Absolute Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Go to rushtoreason.com. Click on Absolute, then click on Specials. Just do it and see all the great deals you can get for nearly anything you need done on your home. 720-526-0231. That's 720-526-0231.
Your Quiet Cool Whole House Fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for quiet, cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a quiet, cool, whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a quiet, cool, whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
You're tired of being rushed into everything these days, especially financial decisions. Retirement shouldn't be something you plan while you're in line for coffee. It takes careful consideration. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial takes time with you. He gets to know you and walks in your shoes to ensure you have the most comprehensive personal plan possible. Al will learn everything he can about you, your goals, and where you've been. He will also print all of your policy and account paperwork on actual paper. Al believes that retirement planning and life insurance are things that should be taken seriously, not scanned quickly and signed. And he knows the process, so he'll be able to keep you on track and away from pitfalls and bad ideas. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So contact Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Tanner Coleman. Okay, Tanner. We have just been talking about trans, and all this today. But once again, the big reason is, what are we coming up on? Pride Month.
Mm.
And I just think we need to look more and more at just a phenomenon we've never seen before, and that is we are going into the woke month at a time when Americans are burning woke companies to the ground. And I wonder what this is going to be like over the next month. I mean, what is this going to be like? Because we are going to be berated on every TV show, you know, on with ad after ad after ad, you know, sports. If you watch any sports, there are going to be constant ads the entire month. And it doesn't matter, football, baseball, anything. You watch any sports and you will be berated with ads about Pride Month the entire month. Okay? At a time when go woke, go broke.
Mm-hmm.
I see a war.
Oh, yeah.
A culture war. And we always have a culture war, mm-hmm. You know. But I see a big culture war happening this month. What do you think?
Well, I can already hear the ad. Celebrate Pride Month with NBC all month long.
Yeah.
Or celebrate Pride Month with ABC. I mean, even I've been watching these NBA playoffs, of course, but it seems like even each commercial break on ESPN, obviously Disney owns them, but it's just like, oh, hey, this upcoming month or this, they have like live drag shows now on TV,
yeah.
And like TV shows about it. It's just like, it's overwhelming how much they shove it down your throat.
That's it. Shove it down your throat. It's like, look, guys, live your life. You want to be gay, be gay. Live mm-hmm. your life, whatever. Live and let live. I'm good with that. But they want to force it on kids. They want kids watching grown men twerking in women's outfits.
Disgusting.
It's like, no. You guys are trying to sexualize young people in America.
Well, they're the most innocent thing in the world.
I wish I had time. I don't, but I have an article that in Indiana you've got a pride group that is that has an event coming up where they specifically want only the kids coming and parents are not allowed. Okay, I mean, come on.
I mean, it goes against all your rights as a parent.
It does.
Shocking.
Okay, hey, really quick, talking about a parent. Twilight. You remember the movies Twilight? I don't know if you saw those.
Never seen them. Not my style.
Yeah, okay. Me either. My wife loves them. There's an actress from Twilight. She has a non-binary seven-year-old. And she rips Target for moving Pride display to back of the store. We're not supposed to negotiate with the terrorists, she says, you know, because I'm a terrorist, apparently. Well, this is interesting. The actress who played the vampire Victoria in the first two Twilight movies added that she and her non-binary seven-year-old child in the store 2 days before. She was with their child in the store 2 days before. And that her child was delighted by the Pride display. Okay, this is a seven-year-old. The location of the store isn't clear in the clip. Look, Mom, it's Pride. Her name is Lefevre. Let me see the actress's name. Rachelle Lefevre. Okay. And she says, look, Mom, it's Pride, Lefevre said in the clip, imitating her child's voice. Look, they're going to celebrate me. Then the actress got choked up and added, because some people complained and threw some stuff to the ground. They have moved the Pride section to the back of the store. Okay. Forget about all of that. Let's get back to the seven-year-old. You have a non-binary seven-year-old? Okay, you tell me, Tanner. You tell me, because we're talking about undue influence on kids, right? Mm-hmm. In this case, it's the parent. How many seven-year-olds, if not indoctrinated by an adult, in this case the parent, would be non-binary? Would be literally throwing away their gender.
I would think it's like from 0 to 10 in the whole country, would the number would be.
I think it's from 0 to 0. Okay? None. It's like, lady, it is because of you shoving it down the throat of your child that your child thinks they're non-binary. They're 7.
Mm-hmm.
They're 7. They have no idea what sex even is. Okay?
Right.
And yet you're complaining about what this store is not doing enough of for you.
Right. It's funny that she calls her daughter a girl, so I don't know if it's was a boy and now is a girl, or is a girl and now is a boy. At that age, I was just getting into the good Star Wars, so how are you even going to know about, I'm this new made-up gender from this new universe? In my opinion, it's just a trickling effect. The top Democrats spew this chaos, and what any reasonable person would think is just a bunch of, I mean, just straight up lies, and then it trickles down to, you know, your state government, and it seems to go right into that parent's mind, and they just decide to force it on their 3-month-old at this point. It seems like people before their kids can even talk are deciding their gender before them. It's just pure, I mean, it's terrible. I mean, they're just like mutilating, and it's child abuse at the same time, whether it's just telling them to do this or actually making them go get a procedure or whatever, but it's just building up to create, I mean, I don't even know, like the child could be so
I'm with DeSantis. Nobody under the age, you know, if you're not of legal age, you know, right. 18, forget it. You can't get a surgery that's going to change your body the rest of your life. Okay. You want to do that to yourself? Number one, do it on your dime. And number two, wait until you're an adult before you make changes to your body that will last the rest of your life. Any changes.
Right.
Okay. Because I'm sorry, you're too young to know what it's like to have a rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't know what that is.
Right.
Okay. Oh, by the way, here's what this lady, she was so angry with with Target. She said this. She sent them this message. We're not supposed to negotiate with the terrorists. We can do so much better than this. Lady, you're the terrorist. You turned your kid, a seven-year-old, into a non-binary kid. That would not have happened on their own. They weren't born non-binary and knew about it by the time they're 7. You made her that way or him that way or whatever. She continues. Congratulations, Target. Your performance, allyship, whatever, just went next level. And don't anyone come back at me with it was a security issue, because this is a billion-dollar company. If they really care, they can hire extra security. But instead, they chose to send the message that LGBTQ plus people aren't worth protecting or fighting for. Yeah, that's what the message they sent by putting this thing that was offending a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, was pushing your lifestyle that you want on children. Because you like it because you're pushing it on children, your own. Lady, you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
You're sick. And what you're doing to your child is sick. Your child shouldn't be thinking about things like this. They're too old to even have that as a concept. And you've got them as part of a political movement. Bad. Fair enough?
Disturbing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty disturbing. Okay, let's take a break, and Jersey Joe's going to be up after the break. Here we go, Roof Savers. By the way, Jersey Joe knows his gender. Isn't that great?
Shocking nowadays.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks, so I better make sure. Roof Savers. There's nothing like seeing a dry, brittle roof suddenly look young and new after treatment from Dave Hart at Roof Savers. Call Dave at 303-710-6916, or you can find him at rushtoreason.com.
Summer hailstorms have returned with a bang, leaving roofs across the Front Range in need of repair or replacement. You need to know what options will be best for your home.
Here at Roof Savers Colorado, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners maintain their roofs through hail or shine. We work with any insurance company to get your damaged roof the replacement it needs. However, if you're looking to get more life out of your current roof, we also offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs.
With over 20 plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your situation and through every season. If you think your roof has been a victim of hail, contact us to set up your free inspection and receive an honest evaluation about the condition of your roof.
Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to keep a durable roof over your head.
High Five Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. High Five can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-5 or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
Setbacks, resolve, no need to worry at all. Call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home. Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy down, or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Tanner Coleman. On the line right now, we got Jersey Joe. Hey, Joe, really quick here. I got some bad news.
What's that?
Well, I bought a swimsuit from Target, and now I'm pregnant. My wife is very confused. I'm very confused.
Did you get the one with the tuck feature?
I did. It changed a lot.
Was it really tuck friendly?
It was tuck friendly. Can you get a onesie that tucks, let's say, if you're overweight? And it can tuck the spare tire. I mean,
I'm trying to get that picture out of my mind, Andy. Please don't go into any more detail.
You know, I don't think there's anything you can say about Target that you want to envision. So
I can't.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. Oh, by the way, I haven't said it yet, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Tanner? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. We're all in the mafia. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I want to start off with, Tanner, I do a weekly podcast, the Jersey Joe podcast, mm-hmm. and I have a segment I call the stupidest thing I've heard all week.
Yeah.
And Charlie's going to play it, but let me tee this up for you. So following the release of the Durham report, where they had a couple of FBI whistleblowers come forward and say, yeah, our bosses were trying to bury this. They were trying to roadblock it. And so the Republicans in the House called for hearings. So they had two of these whistleblowers come, and these guys are under oath. Remember, they're under oath. One of the guys, his name is Marcus Allen. Not an uncommon name, right? I got 15.1 million hits. There's dentists, there's writers, football players. Anyway, so this one blue-haired Democrat congresswoman wants to discredit this guy. So she had her staff do some, what you would call opposition research. So she's trying to ambush this guy and destroy his credibility. So I want to play have Charlie play this 1 minute.
This is classic.
Where she tries to, Tanner, have you heard this before?
I don't think so.
So this is a Democrat congresswoman who thinks she's going to do a gotcha with this guy and destroy his credibility. So Charlie, would you play this clip of FBI agent Marcus Allen and this congresswoman who's starting to question him? Here we go.
Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter? Yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at MarcusA97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
that
quote,
is not my account, ma'am.
You haven't let me finish the question,
you
sir.
Might have been the football player.
You haven't let me finish the question. And the time is mine. On December 5th, 2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th, retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. That's not my account at all.
I'm asking whether you agree with that statement, yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yeah. Do you think
I'm the
that
gentle
Nancy
lady has
Pelosi
expired.
Staged January 6th? I just want him to answer,
he'll answer
this last
he'll answer.
Question.
Yeah, he'll answer. I'm just telling you your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Joe, did he say the time of the gentle lady has expired or the mind of the gentle lady has expired?
He said the time. But how embarrassing. Remember, he's testifying under oath when he says, no, ma'am, that is not my account. He's under oath. And it doesn't matter to this woman. Tanner, what do you think of that? Is that the stupidest thing you've heard all week?
Probably. I mean, it's just, it's like she's trying to do the gotcha, but she has nothing. It's like, just give up. He's got nothing to hide.
Yeah, I would have just, you know, because as soon as he said, no, ma'am, that's not my account, I would have just kind of put that, okay, let's move on and gone on to something else. But, you know, talk about a dog with a bone. She just could not let go of that.
Well, and Joe, that also tells me she came with nothing else. She didn't have anything else in reserve, you know, another point in her hip pocket. She only had that, and that's why she had to plow through.
Yeah, plow through for almost 2 minutes trying to accuse this guy, trying to smear him with the statement he has told her several times on the road. No, ma'am, that's not my account. All right, I want to move on to the debt ceiling and the so-called, everybody made a big deal, the quote, work requirement. By the way, do you know it's not actually a work requirement? Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, first of all, initially the Republicans wanted to apply to both Medicaid and food stamps, which is SNAP, Supplementary Nutrition Assistance Program, and they gave up on the Medicaid and they said, okay, we'll just make it apply to the SNAP, food stamps. Now, everybody refers to it as a work requirement. Here's what people actually have three options. First of all, it only applies to people who are, number one, able-bodied individuals between the ages of 18 and 50, who are also not caregivers. So, in other words, it doesn't apply to mothers with little kids. It doesn't apply to people caring for aged parents.
Oh, wait, I did not know that part. So, so if you just have a kid, you just get free money.
You get free money.
Okay.
And if you're caring for an aged parent, or you're in a wheelchair, none of this applies to you. 18. So even, and if you're 51, it doesn't apply to you. And it's not a work requirement. There are actually three options to continue receiving your SNAP benefits. One, you can work at 20 hours a week, part-time job, right? Work at the local 7-Eleven. Two, you can enroll in free state-sponsored job training programs. You take your choice. You know, almost every, to my knowledge, every state has free state-sponsored job training. Or you can perform 20 hours of volunteer community service work per week. So you don't even have to work. You can take training, you can do community service, or take a part-time job. Now, I want to read you a quote by Benjamin Franklin on poverty. Andy, you may have heard this, but this is from more than 200 years ago. Benjamin Franklin, who traveled all over the world, and here was his observations on poverty. This quote. He said, I am for doing good for the poor, but I think the best way of doing good for the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but instead leading or driving them out of it. I have observed that the more public provisions were made for the poor, the less they provided for themselves and, of course, became poorer. And on the contrary, the less that was done for them, the more likely they did for themselves and became richer. What do you think, Tanner? What do you think of Franklin's quote? Was he a wise man?
I think he's a little more than wise.
Okay.
I don't know. He was a white man, so he's probably a hater.
But I think what the Republicans are asking for is, hey, you know, there is pride in work.
Right.
There is no pride in living off the government dole. And I believe it was either Maine or Vermont. I'm trying to remember. I'd have to go back. But they did the same thing about 5 years ago with just incredible results. I remember the household incomes went up. 60% of the people fell off the program. 90% of them wound up gainfully employed.
And what did it do for their budgets?
Oh, it was enormous because, again, Medicaid, again, this program that the Republicans settled for is only for food stamps, but when is either Maine or Vermont did it, it took that Medicaid workload off of them. And by the way, here's one of the problems we have with Medicaid today. The majority of states and all the blue states have gone with Medicaid expansion. Tanner, do you know if you work full-time for Walmart, you're a full-time employee, you have access to Walmart's employer-subsidized health insurance, do you know that you would prefer to go on Medicaid?
Hmm. Why is that?
Did you know? Well, because if you enroll in Walmart's employer-subsidized Medicaid, there's a $20 a week payroll deduction out of your paycheck, and there's an office copay. You know, you go to see the doctor, there's a $15, $20 copay, and there might be a deductible for surgery. If you go on Medicaid, even though you're working full-time and have access to health insurance, there's no payroll deduction, there's no office visit copay, and there's no deductible. So why in God's name would you enroll in your employer's health insurance plan if you can live for free, if you can get free medical care, unlimited free medical care, simply by enrolling in your state's expanded Medicaid program.
Makes sense.
Hey, Joe, do you think a lot of employers were backing this all the way because they love it? It keeps people from you.
Would not object.
Right, which means that this program is yet another way the Democrats can buy votes because they can have employers obviously support them, and employers have money, so support their campaigns financially so that they can put through programs like this that save employers money, and basically your employees are getting their health care at the taxpayer expense, and you're off the hook.
Right.
So I would think a lot of employers would be donating to Democrats in that area.
And we know that many, many employers do. And by the way, and I think most people mistakenly believe, I'm going to guess the majority of listeners, think that you have to be, you know, unemployed or, you know, not have a full-time job, your employer doesn't offer health insurance. No, I don't know if it's the majority, but a huge percentage of the people on Medicaid work a full-time job with employer-subsidized health insurance available to them. So, you know, there's something in the system is broken where people who have a full-time job have access to employer-subsidized health insurance programs, elect not to participate because they've got a better option provided for by the government. So that's where we are in that one. Do you want to move on?
Yeah. Oh, tell you what, let's take a break and come back and continue. Sound good?
Okay, sound good.
All right, next up is chess. You've already made the right decision by homeschooling. Now make another right decision and get some help. Join chess. That's Colorado Heritage Education School System, and they'll make sure that you and your child have a great schooling experience. Visit coloradoheritage.org or find them at rushtoreason.com. Chess, it's the right move.
With the school year coming to a close, you are concerned your student did not receive the education they needed or what you expected. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, passionately cares about your child's education and progress, ensuring your son or daughter learns in a positive environment. CHESS offers over 20 high school classes to homeschooling families so you can customize your student's education to their unique goals. Don't let the woke public schools take away from the experience of going to school as a kid. CHESS offers a Christian, conservative K-12 brick-and-mortar environment for learning the essentials and more. Their high school diploma program gives your student a homeschooling education with a private school degree. The dedicated staff will guide you in establishing a solid plan for graduation with their high school diploma program. Give your children the right education by going to coloradoheritage.org to schedule an interview with the principal. That's coloradoheritage.org.
You're stuck. You need to sell that house. Inflation means a remodel is going to cost a fortune, and high interest rates means your price is spiraling by the day. K&R Home Transitions uses a revolutionary new service called ReUp to do it all for you. ReUp will remodel your home at no upfront cost and split the profit with you when the home sells. Think about it. Sure. You could remodel the place yourself, put in the work, hire and pay the contractors, clean the messes, and market it online yourself. But your time is valuable, and you don't have months to do it and foot the bill for the work up front. You want your place sold now and for what you feel it is worth. K&R knows your market. They know what sells, and they can be a one-stop shop so you can go about your life without worrying about the stress that comes with doing a remodel to sell. Get started now by going to klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210.
Colorado's spring potholes leave drivers like you feeling deflated. Air up with Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. With the excessive rain and late cold and snow we've seen around the metro area, you can bet new potholes are forming every day, making your almost bald tires wear much faster and perform much worse than unworn tires. Often, hitting potholes creates problems in addition to tire damage like bent rims or suspension and alignment issues, and Extreme is always happy to do a preliminary assessment of the damage, free of charge, to make sure you're always safe on the road. Extreme carries high-quality Goodyear and Cooper tires, and they sell at cost, meaning they can meet or beat any offer in the market.
They offer financing for most issues and offer a generous military, police, and first responder discount. And Extreme Auto Repair is AAA certified and uses ASC certified master mechanics. So reach out to Extreme Auto Repair today at klzradio.com/extreme or call 303-841-1071.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We are with Jersey Joe. Joe, take it away.
All right. I want to move on. Remember early on in the debt ceiling negotiations going back a month, Biden, you know, we're already operating on bare bones. We don't have any areas we can cut.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what I ran across? Apparently the Department of Homeland Security actually has a program, and that program is titled Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program. So it's a program where they give grants, and one of the grants they gave was $352,000. That's more than $250,000. They gave it to the University of Dayton as part of an effort to, quote, now this is, you have to listen to this word salad. They gave them $352,000 to develop and implement modules on the risks of and protective factors for radicalization to violence related to media literacy on online critical thinking for students. Can you even tell me what that means?
Angry posts, mean tweets?
Well, let me tell you what the Department of Homeland Security got for their $352,000. As part of their, they came up with, you're familiar with the food pyramid? Danny, you know the food pyramid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They came up with a pyramid, and it's called the Pyramid of Far-Right Radicalization. Now, on this pyramid, they've included groups such as the American Nazi Party, the white supremacist group, Aryan Nation, the anti-government anarchist group, such as the Oath Keepers. They're all on this pyramid. You know what other groups they've lumped in on this radicalization pyramid? You want to take a guess?
Christians? Catholics?
Well, let's start with the Republican
MAGA?
National Committee.
The RNC?
The RNC, Fox News, the Heritage Foundation, Prager University, Turning Point USA, Breitbart. I mean, it's just, so they're lumping in,
well, those are all terrorist groups.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine PragerU, which is basically an focus on RNC, Fox
right.
News? They've lumped them in with the American Nazi Party, Aryan Nation, and the Oath Keepers. And that's what the United States government spent $352,000 on.
Wow.
It boggles my mind. And when the government says, we don't have anything we can cut. So speaking of cutting things, I did a little math. So this year, Tanner, you want to guess what the projected budget deficit is going to be this year, the difference between what we're going to take in and what we're going to spend?
Oh, I don't even want to know. $5 trillion?
No, $1.6 trillion. But let me break that down to you. Here's how much we have to borrow every month, every day, every hour to cover a $1.6 trillion deficit. We have to borrow $133 billion per month. That works out to $4.4 billion per day, or $183 million per hour, which is $3.1 million per minute, which is $50,000 per second. If that is not the definition of insanity, you tell me what is. Can you imagine that we're borrowing $50,000? And the time I took to read that, the government had to borrow $250,000. Seriously, just to cover and next year's deficit is projected to be $1.8 trillion.
Man, if I could just have 5 seconds worth, I'd be so loaded. That'd be great.
That'd be a 5 seconds is $250,000.
Maybe I can get a grant.
it just blows my mind. Hey, I know we're running out of time. So 2 years ago, the Black Lives Matter Inc. had raised $90 million. You know, they burned through that money and they're getting ready to file for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year they took in $9 million and spent $17 million. They're almost out of money. And by the way, they've of course they've already bought 5 mansions. All of their relatives and live-in boyfriends have all been given $1 million contracts. Actually, more. They've been 6-figure contracts to provide, quote, security services and media services. So they've been just squandering money. But can you imagine, what have they done? Can you think of anything tangible the BLM has produced in the last 2 years for $90 million?
Well, there's a lot of burning cities, and so there's a lot of warmth.
No, any TV ads, any publications, any media blitz, you know, have they bought any advertising? I want to know, what did you spend $90 million on in 24 months that you are now on the verge of bankruptcy?
Joe, they only gave a third of the money they brought in toward, you know, the cause, really. I mean, they blew so much money, and it was all on personal spending for the higher-ups.
Yeah, but I think Patricia Cullors had recently resigned, by the way. She thought having to file that, if you're a tax-exempt charity, you have to file an IRS Form 990. She thought that was racist. I'm serious. She said the requirement.
Well, you know what? She's right. The form is white. And all the but all the black stuff on it is in print. So I mean, so all the bad stuff on that form is black. So she has a point. Just saying. Go ahead.
One of my favorite quotes on racism, by the way, the black author and economist Thomas Sowell, his famous quote about racism. He said, "Racism is like ketchup. It can be applied to almost anything, and asking for proof makes you a racist."
I love it.
And by the way, and the climate change people have a kind of a gun on the ketchup bandwagon too, because right now everything that happens is climate change. Oh, there's a hurricane in the Gulf. It's climate change. There's snow in Canada. It's climate change. There's a forest fire in California. It's climate change. So they apply the climate change label to absolutely everything. It just blows my mind. Just seeing what anything else I want to throw in here before we end the day. Temu. There's a shop. Tanner, you ever heard of a shopping app called Temu? T-E-M-U.
No, I have not.
It's bad. You don't want it. Go ahead, Joe.
It's from Chinese. I'll try to get this. Kim Komando has a syndicated radio show on the weekends. How many million people follow her? So here's how I'll have to go down there. So by the way, this isn't some fly-by-night operation. Temu is based in Boston, Mass. by PDD Holdings, which is traded on NASDAQ. But they're headquartered in Shanghai, China. PDD also owns the e-commerce platform Pinduo, headquartered in China. So it's a communist China-based app. Here's what you need to know about Temu. This is from Kim Komando. First, you're buying goods directly from manufacturers in China and other parts of the world. That's why shipping times are 12 days or longer. The prices are low because the goods are cheap. Here, Temu gains full access to all of your contacts, calendars, and photo albums, plus all of your social media accounts, chats, and texts. In other words, literally everything on your phone is accessible to Temu if you have the app on your phone. If you have it, delete it, and don't download it.
And we got to end it right there, Joe. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Jersey Joe, folks. You can find his podcast online. And that's it for today. Hour number one is up next. Luke and Tanner will join me again for movies this Friday. By the way, our topic is teen movies. Should be fun. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.